This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump and his national security advisor are publicly at odds about the seriousness of the threat currently posed by North Korea. VOA's Steve Herman is traveling with the president. He has more from Tokyo.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe hosted U.S. President Donald Trump for a round of golf on Sunday morning. Before heading to the course, Trump was on Twitter, putting himself at odds with his own national security advisor. In a tweet from Tokyo, Trump issued a retort to John Bolton, who the previous day here had told reporters there was no doubt North Korea's recent test firing of short-range ballistic missiles violated a United Nations resolution. Bolton's remark was the first by a U.S. official describing the North Korean launches as such a violation. Trump, however, says while some of his people are disturbed that Pyongyang fired off some small weapons, he is not. Steve Herman, VOA News, traveling with the president in Tokyo.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Senator Lindsey Graham, a Trump ally, said the president will be judged by the outcome in North Korea. Later in that Fox News interview, Graham said that if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, leader of the Democratic-controlled chamber, permits an impeachment inquiry to start, the president will be re-elected next year and Republicans will retake control of the House. About three dozen Democrats and a lone Republican in the 435-member House have called for impeachment hearings to start. Caucus Chairman Congressman Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats need to focus on their political agenda and serving the American people.
We will not overreach. We will not overinvestigate. Mm-hmm. We will not overpoliticize that responsibility. We'll proceed as Speaker Pelosi has eloquently laid out, methodically yet aggressively, to get to the truth.
This is VOA News. A report by the UN Human Rights Office finds human rights defenders, minorities, and indigenous peoples in Guatemala are subject to wide-scale, wanton attacks by state and non-state actors. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
The report accuses the government of misusing criminal law to silence those defending people's rights to lands, territories, and natural resources. It notes indigenous peoples, women defenders, LGBTI defenders, and journalists are among those at particular risk of abuse. In mid-June, Guatemalans will go to the poll to elect the president and Congress. The report warns these attacks and abuses of people's civil rights bring into question the credibility of the electoral process. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An Iraqi court has sentenced three French citizens to death after finding them guilty for joining the Islamic State group. They are the first French IS members that received death sentences in Iraq. The hearings push forward the trials of hundreds of people, many of them foreigners, captured by U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces after the militant group lost its final stronghold in Syria last year. They were transferred to Iraqi custody in February. They can appeal their death sentence. Last Monday, another French man and a German woman were sentenced to life in prison in Iraq for belonging to Islamic State. Delegations from Venezuela's government and the opposition have returned to Norway to engage to try to solve the South American country's political crisis. The Norwegian government says it will mediate the talks this week. Opposition leader Juan Guaido declared himself president earlier this year after the opposition majority legislature determined President Nicolas Maduro had won another term in a fraudulent election. Guaido is recognized by the United States and about 50 other countries as Venezuela's legitimate leader. He has not, however, been able to nudge Venezuela's socialist president from office. Pakistan's prime minister has spoken to his Indian counterpart, Narendra Modi, congratulating him on his party's winning a second mandate. A statement from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Sunday said that during the telephone call, Imran Khan expressed his hope the two countries would work closely together to improve their relations. And thousands of prisoners in Turkey have ended their hunger strikes, mounted to force Turkey to end the jailed militant leader Abdullah Öcalan's isolation at Imrali Island Prison. Earlier Sunday, Öcalan's lawyers read a statement from their client calling for an end to the strikes. An estimated 2,000 to 3,000 detainees through Turkey's prison system had participated in the strikes. Marissa Melton, VOA News.